Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Youth are the future workforce and make up a large portion of the service industry and entry-level employees. Many are probably wondering what services are available for the youth and how do they access services if they are unemployed, undecided about college, and need assistance. Additionally, how and where do disadvantaged youth obtain services? On the phone line with us is Mariana Cazares, Director of Workforce Programs, Boys and Girls Club of Oxnard and Port Hueneme. Mariana, did I get your name correct?
Yes, you sure did. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And also on the line is Michelle Phillips, Program Coordinator, Pathpoint. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Very important topic that we have here on Workforce Wednesday. So, Mariana, I'd like to start off with you. If you could tell us about the Boys and Girls Club program, what services are available to the youth?
Okay, so just a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club. We are one of the two contractors that serve Ventura County. Boys and Girls Club of Oxnard services Oxnard and Port Hueneme. And we provide work readiness skills for those youth that are out of school between the ages of 16 to 24. They face multiple barriers to employment, things such as high school dropouts, foster youth, runaway, on probation, teen parents. And what we do through the program is we help them with work readiness skills. So we provide them with skills that they need to, you know, get a job, keep a job. We also provide them with internships, for a paid internship, also vocational training if they're interested into going to a trade school. We actually have funding through this program to pay for their tuition and also guide them if they're interested in going to college. So there's just a lot of different services. They're connected to an academic and peer advisor that's helping them overcome those challenges.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, tell us what part of the county Pathpoint serves and what opportunities can youth access through that youth program?
The Pathpoint covers the entire county in Ventura, excluding Port Hueneme and Oxnard. Like Mariana had discussed, that's the Boys and Girls Club that cover that area. Pathpoint, along with Boys and Girls Club, enroll youth between the ages of 16 to 24 that might face some type of barriers to employment or to schooling. And what we can do is we offer subsidized and unsubsidized work experience, offering youth exposure to work-based learning in four growing sectors identified in Ventura County. It could be through business services, clean and green, manufacturing, medical. Pathpoint offers an array of different jobs that tailor to the youth's interests and abilities and skill sets. We have youth that are working in retail jobs, medical fields, restaurants, administration offices, and the list goes on. We offer, just like Boys and Girls Club, we offer incentives to help support these youth in enrolling in vocational trainings, other secondary education, and help them obtain whatever certificate they may need, whether it be their high school diploma, a vocational training certificate to further their career. And so it's case by case based on the youth's needs. When they are enrolled, they're assessed as to what they might need and what services we can actually provide them.
Next couple of questions I would like both of you to give me an answer. Mariana, we'll start off with you about the challenges facing youth. I know there's many, and how COVID-19 has impacted the youth, them getting the education and getting the job. What are those impacts?
Well, when the whole COVID happened back in like late March, early April, a lot of the students who were working like in the retail sector and other industries that got impacted the most, lost their jobs. So a lot of our participants, you know, had to go either on furlough or unemployment. And also a lot of our students, you know, faced a challenge that, you know, they had to study and do a lot of their work from home. And a lot of them don't have internet or maybe a computer they would rely a lot on. We have a center here at the Boys and Girls Club where students were, you know, coming in and using that facility. But because we were also closed during that time, that was a challenge for many of the students. So definitely COVID came and kind of pulled that rug under our feet, and it was a challenge, and we were trying to help those students, you know, overcome those challenges during this hard time.
And Michelle, from the point of view of being the program coordinator of PathPoint, let's talk about the challenges for the kids and COVID-19.
Many youth that come into our program seeking employment and education services already have barriers and challenges that they face. So now with the COVID, it just magnifies those challenges. We have a lot of youth that don't have access to a computer, to the internet, or even properly working phones. Maybe they've lost their jobs, they can't pay their phones. A lot of youth don't have stable housing and are homeless or couch surfing. That makes it more difficult for them to find essential employment and maintain their employment. Like Boys and Girls Club had just stated, a lot of our youth that lost their jobs were working in retail stores and restaurants and other non-essential jobs. We have a lot of youth looking in other sectors for employment. The medical field seems to be one of the strong fields. So we see a lot of youth that are trying to shift their interests as well. So maybe if they can't go back to their job at JCPenney's, that maybe we need to look at giving them some type of vocational training to help steer them in the direction of the medical field. So we have definitely seen many, many challenges for these youth. But with our help and hopefully step by step, they're turning in a new direction, and some jobs have reopened, and others, like I said, we're looking to maybe place them in some other type of field to give them that experience and go a different route.
And Michelle, staying with you here, knowing that the services are quite often virtual, mostly virtual, can you walk me through the steps of how a youth connects with PathPoint and through Boys and Girls Club? Michelle, first, please.
Yes. So PathPoint has really put forth the effort in trying to serve these youth virtually as best as possible. We are offering incentive-based workshops online, which include career assessments, work readiness workshops, which would help prepare them for work. They can do resumes, typing tests virtually, job searching through CalJobs. We've also provided youth a free LinkedIn Learning account to allow them access videos of soft skills and creative courses like video games or application courses. We've really tried to think outside the box to still extend our services to these youth so they can still receive the help, even more so now than ever.
And Mariana, the time I've had a chance to go to the Boys and Girls Club, I couldn't be more impressed with what I saw there. I thought I was going to go in there and just see a bunch of kids playing games, doing some sports, having fun, which is great. But the educational component there and the help with homework for a lot of the kids that I saw in the high school, you know, middle school, all schools, they really benefited from this. So what is your attack on this with virtual services and helping out the kids and helping them connect with the Boys and Girls Club?
We've had such a great, turnout with, students, connecting virtually. We've provided a lot of services similar to like the ones that Michelle mentioned for work readiness skills, and also providing them job listings and different other services virtually. But now we're happy to say that we turned everything around in our centers, and our facility is going to be open on Monday for the students to come in and actually be here in our College and Career Center and access all the different things that, they're having challenges with. One of the main things is our computers is one of the main things that our students request. We used to be able to have the students come in and use one-on-one appointments to come into our facility, but we've turned around our facility and prepped it so it's CDC safe, and we can have them come in and use all the different services that we have here. And again, access our tutor that we have here at our center, the computers, their advisors. A lot of our students, are either young parents, homeless, and just need so many wraparound services that we house here at our site. So we're happy to say that we're going to be able to walk them and have them come back on Monday the 24th. Right now, students are able to come in and start the pre-application for those new participants as well that are interested.
If we could wrap it up here, a final question, a couple of tips, suggestion, a little bit of guidance. Mariana, first, give us some tips, maybe a little advice that you have for a youth entering into the workforce.
definitely. I always emphasize to the students that you want to gain that experience either by volunteering or, job shadowing. Make sure you do those connections and put yourself out there. We tell the students if they're interested in doing something like that, brush up on their computer skills, soft skills before they go off and volunteer or shadow on a job that they're interested in doing, just so they can get that foot in the door and start beefing up their resume, because the more they can add to the resume, the better the outlook on getting the job that they're really interested in.
That sounds great. And Michelle, from Pathpoint's point of view, give us a couple of tips, a little advice for the kids.
And just like Boys and Girls Club at Pathpoint, we're really encouraging youth to take the opportunity now to learn and explore careers while also thinking about schooling, vocational options that might allow them to advance in careers they're most interested in, especially with COVID going on right now. Maybe try another route, start some schooling, get that training. We've also encouraged youth to volunteer to gain the experience that they need, brush up on their computer skills, how to interview, how to work in customer service. There are an array of free online courses that you can find online, and Pathpoint strives to really help assist and guide youth to explore those careers that are in growing demand with our local employers.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Mariana Cazares, Director of Workforce Programs, Boys and Girls Club of Oxnard and Port Hueneme. Also, Michelle Phillips, Program Coordinator, Pathpoint. We have all of the connections for people to make if they have more questions. Thank you for the information. When you look at what kids are going through these days, this has never happened in our history. And you folks are doing some great work helping out the kids find that career, find that job, get the right education. We appreciate your time and your work in the community.
Thank you very much for having us.
And to learn more about available youth services programs at Boys and Girls Club of Oxnard in Port Hueneme, you can call 805-815-4959, or you can visit www.bgcop.org. For additional youth services in Ventura County, contact Pathpoint, their number, 805-520-8744, or visit www.pathpoint.org for additional information. The Workforce Development Board would like to remind you of additional supportive services available through September 30th, 2020. If you or someone has been affected by COVID-19, please visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.